It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yes. We actually had Cam joining on that. It was mad light. He was.
Yeah, you can see the waveforms over here of how quiet it was.
Well, anyways, welcome to another episode of Animation. Squad is back in three quarters of effect. Myself, Rob, Brennan.
Hey,
no Cam ice today.
Cam filling in on the power up for ice.
Yeah, Cam filling in on the power up.
Thank you, Cam.
And you know what it is? It's the greatest fucking anime podcast.
I was actually just going to say that.
Are you going to say?
Staring at Brennan.
No, for the record, it was not said last episode.
I can't believe episode we ever recorded.
It is the greatest episode ever recorded of this podcast because
was Ice on that episode too?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, Mike Hall on YouTube, frequent commenter.
Mike Hall.
He called us out. He pointed out there was. He said even though it wasn't said, still the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world. Me and Ice are just like. I mean, we dropped the ball. Ice said the new format threw him off.
No, we did great. We did excellent. We did what needed to happen.
I don't know about all that.
I'm here. Well, I'm proud. I stand proud with my brother.
I got us on this one, guys.
Thank you, Kenan.
Early, too.
Thank you.
I didn't even see Mike Hall's comment yet, because I know I'm going to go on there like the day after or so and start to comment, but damn. That's
No, it's okay, guys. We're fine.
It's not okay, Brendan.
No, it's absolutely perfect.
It hurt me.
Once we made it solid, that's it. We committed to it.
And did the sky fall? Did the world end?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, the episode was so fire.
Shut up, Rob.
Episode was so fire.
A little bit. I didn't even notice until somebody else pointed it out.
But then I was just like, you know, like my whole world was rocked by that. I just questioned every decision.
Yeah.
He was like, are we actually the greatest?
Rob has been really coming at me antagonist-wise today.
I kind of have.
Yeah, you really have. Today's been a day.
I think because it was just like, when we started off, you were just like, no, I like coming at you. And I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, I think my hackles are up, you know? Just like,
hackle? What is a hackle?
You hackle, like, on an animal, like, when they get, like, all, like, and they're, like,
Did anybody else
know? When the cats arch their back.
Yeah, so you knew that word. Yes. Did you know that word, too?
No. Hackles. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you are something.
The way you used it in a sentence, I got it, though.
No, I understood it.
Context clue.
No, I thought it was, like, armor or some shit. It's like, my hackles were up. I'm like.
Think of a cat when it arches its back.
I get it now. Thank you, Rob.
Okay, you're welcome.
Living dictionary. Who happens to be an asshole today, but whatever.
Just today.
Well, you know what we're doing here. We do one-off debates, reviews. We do all these type of things on this show. Today, well, Rob, let's get into some different stuff. Rob's going to get into some anime news, man. Go ahead, Rob.
Anime news coming at you. Some stories. We'll cover some stuff. First story I got for you guys. That time I got reincarnated as a slime, season 2, coming back in July.
I'm so excited. I already watched season 2, part 1. It was very good. I recommend that show. Highly recommend.
Saw some. I think we talked about this before. Ice and I saw some clips, and we were like, "This is the same fucking anime." It
for some reason,
good. Man.
I'm just saying, like, when have I led us astray? Is the real question. So it's like every time I'm like, "Yo, this is good."
I'm sure you have, but we got to go back to it.
Look, he's about to go through some more news. You think about it. Let me know when it happens.
Yeah, ahead, no, Rob. We'll get there with some questions because I mean, season 2 started out in July. They had like a part 1, yep. I guess, kind of, you know, like Attack on Titan. Mm. Then they took a little hiatus. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they announced they're coming back. They're going to come back in July. They announced they have a new character coming. This guy, Guy Crimson, one of the Primordials. I have no idea what that means. That means something to you, Brennan?
It means nothing to
me.
Okay,
cool. Well, he looks scary. Fan base seems to be growing for the show, too. Twitter account hit 200,000 followers, so they released a special wallpaper for your iPhone and your computer. You want to go visit their Twitter account, get yourself a new wallpaper from That Time I Got Reincarnated as Slime. You can go check that out. They also have 25 million copies, I believe, of the manga in circulation right now. So their numbers, their numbers are getting up.
It's a good show. I like the idea of the show. It's a creative show. It's a creative show based in a creative world. It is a little bit cartoony at times, but I enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoy the show. I'm like this, like, because it's a lot of the show is like the inner dialogue of this character that was like a guy who, a random Japanese guy who just happened to get killed and then woke up as a slime in a cave and just dealt with life since then.
Yeah, I mean, so it's actually been so successful, they even had a spinoff series come out right at the end of the part 1 finished. They had this new series start out called The Slime Diaries, and that started up in April.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay, good
you
to know.
It? You watched it?
No, I started watching the first episode. I was like, this ain't for me.
All right. Okay. Well, part 2 of the second season is going to start up as soon as Slime Diaries finishes up. So they're going to basically just have this big, long run. They're going to be on air for like 9 months, kind of. Almost like a Black Clover. I mean, obviously not nearly as long as Black Clover, but that's a long time for them to be just putting out an anime with no breaks.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But yeah, I mean, Renan, you kind of sounds like you've been watching. You've been liking season two.
Yeah, season two is great. Got some new. I mean, the thing about the show is that they do a really good job of like ranking. So if you watch a show like which you guys haven't, like Bleach, okay. Or even like Jujutsu Kaisen, like they showed us the rankings of the wizards, kind of has that kind of thing in it. Mm. And like on the top of those rankings is the Demon Lords, and there's just a lot more Demon Lord play in season two than there was in season one. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, I really like it.
And Keenan, you said, I know you and I kind of were getting on Brennan for the title of the show. You weren't really feeling it, but you've seen some clips now. Are you sold on it? Are you going to check it out?
Yeah, because when I first was watching the season one stuff early on, I was just like, this just seems, I don't want to care to see this little slime thing roll around. And then it just wasn't interesting to me. But then I saw a clip and I didn't know it was the same anime. I was like, this shit looks fire. And it was like, reincarnated as a slime, season two. I was like, what the fuck is, what? Brennan didn't tell me this. He didn't say nothing about this season at all. He said zero about
this
season.
Y'all decimated me. I was like, yo, this show's dope. And y'all were like, this is horrible. I watched the first half of the first episode and I hated it. And I'm just like, yeah, I told y'all, I was like, the first few episodes are rough. But after you get into the show, like, the show is extremely interesting. Like, it's like combining something like, have you seen Dr. Stone?
I started watching Dr. Stone.
Yeah, so I don't recommend Dr. Stone. But the reason why Dr. Stone works for some people is because it's building civilization.
That's the anime that you recommended that wasn't that good.
No, but I said that we actually talked about this on camera, and I never said I recommended it. I said I was watching it. And what'd you say? You're like, I haven't decided yet, is what I said.
And you said you should watch it.
Well, I mean, I'm watching it, so you should watch with me. But I didn't.
That's a recommendation, isn't it?
I don't think I said you should watch it. I don't think I said that. I'm pretty sure I didn't, actually.
You said suffer with me or
no, I'm pretty sure I didn't, because the thing is, I've never been all in on Dr. Stone.
You were only a few episodes in, so I don't. That's what I remember you saying, watch, because you were probably only the first four episodes in.
Even if I did, didn't I come back and say, like, yo, don't watch this show?
I was already watching it at that point.
Because like that and Demon Slayer kind of came out around the same time, right?
Yeah.
And those were kind of like the two that were like, these are the ones we're watching.
Yeah, it came out the same time as Fire Force. Okay. I couldn't get into Fire Force. Still can't get into Fire Force.
From what I saw from Fire Force, it looks good.
They have some dope fights.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's like, there's just, they introduced like in the first like four episodes, like 50 people and like three different schools and eight different things. I'm just like, I can't keep up with this. I just want to enjoy watching anime. I don't want to have to take notes like Rob while watching them. Like, I don't want to do that. And, like, yeah. I was just like, I just couldn't get into it. I was like, I don't care about these characters. The world, they're building it too fast. It's like, there's breakneck speed, and then there's like breakneck speed that actually does that on purpose.
Yeah.
And that anime, I just had a real problem. I might come back to it one day because I've watched some of the fights and I'm like, yo, some of the fights in Fire Force are very good.
Yeah.
Sure.
No pun intended.
Yeah, I was gonna say they look fire. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I just couldn't get into Fire Force. And I did finish Dr. Stone, the first season of it, and I was like, I really just wasted a lot of time.
Ooh, that's tough.
It was like, I really truly felt like I wasted a lot of time with that show. Like, I just don't like it.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, we got That Time I Was Reincarnated Slime, season two coming back in July. Our next story, we got MAPPA artists actually quitting over harsh conditions at the studio. So this freelance artist named Mushio sent out a series of tweets explaining that he left MAPPA after working on Attack on Titan season four, which we're going to talk a little bit about today, because of unhealthy work conditions. They claimed that basically instead of drawing like, you know, more work, they were basically forced to redraw and fix their drawings over and over and over again, sometimes until the sun came up, and said like 80% of the artists I work with all agreed that like these were not good conditions. Said he was even like compared it to factory like conditions, and criticized the studio for working on four shows simultaneously.
Jujutsu Kaisen and
Attack on Titan, Jujutsu Kaisen, mm-hmm. Gymnastic Samurai, which I don't know, and then another show called Zombieland Saga Revenge, another one I'm not sure. So, and this kind of gives credence to what Ice was saying about Yasuke. Like, when did they fit that in? Because clearly, if they were like humming on all of those, maybe they were just like, oh, damn, like we're overloaded and we had to do this Netflix show.
Like I said, I can't just go ham on
I didn't know MAPPA did Yasuke.
Yeah.
But visually, it wasn't as up to par. But also, that wasn't the main issue that we all had with that show.
No.
It was more story.
No. But we did say that show didn't necessarily live up to the MAPPA standard.
I'd just like to take a moment out and just appreciate all you guys for watching that show so I didn't have to.
I mean, it's six episodes. You could if you, you know.
Yeah. I don't want to.
Okay.
From the vibe I've gotten from you guys and everybody else, I'm just like,
see, Brennan,
I like Lakeith Stanfield too much to watch this.
Brennan. Yeah. Brennan, support black anime. Just watch
Brennan.
It, man.
I'm not watching it. Watch it, Brennan. I'm not wasting my time because somebody's black.
It's six episodes.
Watch it, I'm not wasting my time because
Cam wants you to watch it.
Did you watch it, Cam?
Not yet.
Then you watch it. Don't worry about what I do.
I'm going to.
You go ahead and support what you want to support. I'm going to not do what I don't want to do.
You know why he don't want to watch it? Because he looks like Bomani. That's why. Because Yusuke looks like Bomani.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
He kind of
resembles Bomani.
Just watch it on a plane.
Did he win?
I mean,
I hope he lost if he looked like Bomani.
He took some wins. You know, but I mean, are you guys surprised to hear about these conditions given what we've heard about like manga creators and how they're treated and the little bit they get from all their hard work?
I mean, I didn't know how much hard work it really took to animate this stuff like that. I thought it was like a lot of computer stuff and you kind of throw it in there and it can kind of just be a little lazier.
Even on the computer, it'd be grueling.
Yeah. And once I started to find out more and more, and I heard about this also, I was just like, bro, like I feel, and they were underpaid too, right?
Yeah, I mean,
severely underpaid from what I heard too.
Side note for those who are watching this on YouTube, you can't see it, but that voice you're hearing—that's not us. It's Cameron. We got him a microphone now, so he's gonna be a part of. He's gonna be chiming in occasionally.
Cam's on the mic.
Hello.
No camera facing you at all?
No, I'd prefer not to be on camera.
He's one of those guys. You're gonna hear the voice. You hear the voice, but you'll never see the face.
Well, we already got you on camera.
Oh,
Cam.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you've
yes,
already been on
yes,
the show.
I have been. So we're good there. Everyone knows what I look like.
The hair wasn't quite as luxurious at that point,
right?
But
the hair is serious.
We'll do an update later.
Yeah. But I mean, for the most part, the work out of MAPPA has been excellent. But possibly because of these conditions, I mean, you think it's worth willing? Or are you willing to wait longer for these seasons to come out, or do you think like we can take a step back on the art and would be like?
I mean, now it all makes sense why they're doing, you know, part twos of probably seasons and, you know, of a certain season or whatever.
That, because of what we're here to do today, no. But secondly, you want to see me? You're going to see me angry today. But also, to your point, I don't think this is unique to like any form of industry. To be honest, you have these same stories happening in every type of industry. It just really comes down to like the type of environment that the leadership creates. And so, you know, like
maybe they need to hire more people and more money too. Because I mean, it seems like they're just really on the staff.
The way that was described doesn't sound like it really has anything to do with money or people. It really comes down to like we keep redrawing something because I'm not happy with how you drew it until the sun comes up. Like that's a flex. That is not a
Brennan,
efficient
this
way
is, to, this, yeah. this is Attack on Titan season 4 to last season. Redraw that bitch. Redraw that bitch.
And I'm so happy I don't work for you. But being somebody who has people who do work for me,
Brennan, you would definitely have them redraw. You would not be like, okay, we're cool with this.
Okay,
this is
so
the final
funny.
Season
that's
of one
so
of the
funny.
Biggest animes.
That's so funny that you said that. There's two people in this room that do work for me. Would I do that?
No.
All right. Like I said, shut the fuck up.
If this is the last season of people trying to consider
they just
one of
the
greatest,
the question. They understood
this is the
what you just said.
I'm just giving a different circumstance. This is the last. There's a lot of pressure on you to create. And this, remember, this wasn't your anime at first.
Go ahead.
They gave it to it was somebody else.
Don't ask me. Ask them.
And now they gave it to your production company to get it, or your animation company to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And the pressure's on for you to create the last, possibly the greatest season of this show.
Yep.
You just be like, eh, we just want to do what the fuck we want to do. If it's not that good, don't worry about it.
I don't think this
See,
question
but they're not me. Approaching it from that attitude either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, exactly.
It's not worth your
okay.
life.
You're saying right. it's either this or that. I'm like, there's so much in between those two. And ask them, like, have I ever been on either one of those two scales?
No.
No.
For anything.
Brennan.
I'm just what? You want the truth. You ask the question,
Brennan,
you got the answer.
Just simple. Go fuck yourself. It's that simple.
You fuck yourself. You putting shit on me. Like, Brennan would definitely do this. I'm like,
I feel like you would put a little bit more pressure if the pressure was on you. Not necessarily probably as much as they're putting. I'd be like, yo, guys, like this has got to be our best shit. I don't think it would be like, you know, all right, just do what you guys normally do. But like, nah, guys, this is like, we got to go to another level with this stuff. All right, so whatever y'all were doing before, take it to the next level.
See, we already make great stuff, so like,
yeah, I do make great stuff, but I still think that you guys, he would still give you that extra attitude where like, yo, take it. We do great stuff. Let's make this the greatest stuff we've ever done because we can go down in fucking history of having the best season that's ever been on the show.
Yes, but Brennan leaves their room for debate. If there would be like, okay, Brennan, do you think we can really handle this? He's open to having that conversation, whereas obviously these people weren't, and they weren't in a position to like oppose the management.
They said, draw it.
Basically. Again. They said, draw it. Again.
Well, you know, we probably. No, I said what I said.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is that, like, I think that you may have a mischaracterization
of my
management style.
I'm having fun.
Okay, I get what you're doing, but I'm still like, yo, that's just false.
No, Brennan will even say, we even had a meeting this week where it's just like, yeah, we're about to have a very serious month ahead of us. But, you know, at another time, and like, you know.
But I also follow that up with, by the way, relax right now.
Relax now. Yeah. Get your time in now. And because Brennan's always been just like, I don't care where you work. I don't care when you work. Just get it done.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I've not work for Brennan like how you guys have. But
no,
I
got you.
So I understand that he's not necessarily like that. But I'm going to say for the podcast.
But what? What are you? All right, moving on, Rob. What are the
news? We got one last story. It's basically just to cover this. You know, we lost one of the greats in manga. Kentaro Miura passed away. He was the creator of the Berserk manga. He was only 54 years old. Passed away because of a tear in his aorta.
Yeah, I saw this.
A tear. Oh, wow.
His heart tore.
Yep. Yep.
What?
It's too bad.
Yeah, man, that's why you don't work. You shouldn't work out.
What?
Shouldn't work out.
I don't know how you made that
right. You're putting stress on your heart.
Is that what he was doing?
Is it on your heart or is it?
Okay, you shouldn't have sex.
Wait a minute.
All right, Brennan.
I'm not endorsing this.
Brennan. I don't know what the hell he's even talking about right now.
I like how you guys are like, wait, a line there, sir. That
yeah,
I don't
know. I mean, working out and sex, both of those is wild.
Anything
right
that raises your heart rate, stop it.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to continue to eat cookies and
just
shit
dumb
like that.
There you go. That's the attitude.
There we go. Just that's what got him in trouble, probably.
Yeah, you're right.
But he did create Berserk, you know, a seminal manga and anime. We watched one of the movies on here. We reviewed that. So rest in peace to one of the greats. And that's
damn
our anime news for this week.
54 is just anything under 60 to me is just too.
Anything
too
under 70 is too, like.
Yeah.
And in our lifetime, like, our life expectancy is over 100. It's like 104.
And people.
What?
Right now?
No, our life expectancy, not people who are dying today, but
okay,
the people who are like in their 30s right now are expected to live over 100.
I want
to
see that because all this stuff,
the advances,
I mean,
in medical technology, is just like right now people are living longer than they ever have if they take care of themselves, and more people are starting to become health conscious and take care of themselves.
Now, that is true. I agree with that. And you start to see people that are older look better too. They're like 50 years old. You're like, you're 50? Look, you're like 35.
That's true.
Yeah. But
I wish I could show you an example of that, but I'm not allowed to, but good Lord.
I mean, I have, you know, if you go to my page, the Aunt Bays, if you look at the Aunt Bays that I do, I put them on there.
There's one that I have that I'm telling you, you won't believe me if I tell you this.
Send it to me so I can put it up.
I'm not allowed to.
Oh, this is somebody you know.
It's somebody I know, and she's just like, you can't tell anybody my age because she really doesn't want anybody to know.
Oh, she has
because there's no way you'd ever know.
Hollywood age type thing?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's why, yeah.
Is it natural or is she?
It's natural. She's like one of those, she's into fitness and she eats good.
I'm curious to also see the effects of like all this Beyond Meat type shit. The effect it's gonna really have on us 40 years from now. Like,
not
even though I eat it, I feel like it's gonna be like, oh yeah, it's a lot of plastic in there.
No matter what,
20 years and you're fucking gonna die earlier than a regular meat. I'm like, oh shit,
bro. Like one of my friends told me the other day that like he had a friend who like Greg who works here.
Yeah,
he's telling me that he had a guy that he knows who's like a health nut. He worked out every day. He ate healthy. Blah blah blah. And he died of like a cardiovascular. He died of colon cancer.
Mm. Yeah,
after eating the healthiest stuff and doing all this kind of stuff, like one day just like, oh, something hurts, and then just like 2 weeks later he's dead.
Ooh,
wow, that means he's had it. That means he had it for probably a while.
So I leave that to give everybody here who's listening right now a lesson. If you're over the age of 30, it's time to start talking about your colon.
30? I thought we had till 40.
I didn't say start doing anything. I said start talking.
I went to my doctor, and I know this is off topic now, but we'll get back to the shits. Last year when I went to go do my checkup, a year before last, like 2019. I asked my doctor, I was like, hey, man, I'm about 33, 34 years old, whatever, you know. My dad, you know, he has his own issues. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, so I don't know if it runs in my family or not yet, but I just want to know. I know it's too early. He's like, man, he's like, come back to me. And he's a black doctor, too. He's like, come back to me when you're like 40, 42 years old, bro. Don't even.
That's what it says right here, actually. Amita.
He said, don't even worry about it until you're in your 40s. And
I've gotten a colonoscopy before.
I haven't did the colonoscopy, but I heard it's a good thing for all of us to do because it's a lot of backed up stuff in all of us, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, the colonoscopy process, just for anybody that might be going through it or about to go through it, not much fear associated with it. The worst part of it is that they give you a liquid that you have to drink for like 2 days before and not eat, and it just doesn't taste good. It's not a good liquid. It's not horrible because you have to drink a lot of it, so it's not like, oh, this is the worst thing I ever drank. But it's just not good, and it's just like, I'm not enjoying drinking this, but it's not like I'm sick or this hurts me. It's just like, it's like a salty water.
Did you watch the stuff out of the tube?
No, they put you out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're talking about like a colon cleanse. I'm talking about colonoscopy. Those are two different things.
Yes.
So a colon cleanse is when
it's in the camera up there, right?
Yeah,
that's what the scopy part is.
Yeah, the scope. Yeah,
right, my bad.
Yeah, they go and look at your whole thing, but you still have to clean it out anyway for them to do that.
Yeah.
So you have to do like technically a juice cleanse with their medical juice that they give you.
Knock me
and
out.
And they just clean it out. Yeah. And then
they put a thing. The drugs they give you, you don't forget it, basically.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to
No, I mean, they just put me out. Like, I don't remember. You're right. Maybe they gave me drugs. I don't know.
You're awake during it because I think you can't be totally out. But the drugs they give you when you wake up, you don't remember it.
Yeah,
perfect.
I don't literally.
I don't want to remember shit about that. I don't want to watch the.
So
camera.
The fun thing is like that's one of the things I wonder about. Is like if there's something that a drug that we can put into people's blood right now that makes you forget stuff.
Yeah, alcohol.
Yes, but I'm just saying, like, did it happen? You know, for you, it didn't. If you don't remember something. Unless somebody else brings it to you.
No. All right, that's a whole different fucking discussion.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying, like, for me, it's like I had colonoscopy. It definitely happened, but it didn't happen to me unless somebody tells me about it.
It definitely still happened to you because it went up your ass.
But it's your perspective.
That's like understand the what Brennan's saying.
No, you see what I'm saying? I'm not. I'm talking about your perspective. I'm talking about that it actually happened.
Got you. Yes.
Did it happen for you?
But it still happened.
Okay, man. All right. We're going to get into this.
I have a healthy colon, by the way, guys.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Stay healthy.
Brennan has the healthiest colon out of all of us.
Probably.
It's the most verified colon.
That's why he always makes a clap. That's exactly why he always does that. All right. We're going to get into season four.
I really don't understand how you guys can say that out of context and make it sound like I'd just be going around these streets twerking. Like, that is, for the record, that is not what occurs. What happens is when we were doing this podcast via Zoom, we have to do a clap sync. And so I would say Rob clap, he would clap. I would say Keenan clap, he would clap. Then I would say Ice clap, he would clap. And then I would say Brennan making a clap. And then I would clap as well.
And then he would literally.
Sometimes it was.
This is how Brennan would clap.
I have all the footage.
Here's the thing. This is how Brennan would clap before, because you guys never watched this, right? And he won't probably do this when you start doing Patreon. What he would do is he'll get up and he'll make his ass cheeks clap. That's how he would make his clap for the audio.
Keenan is literally ready just for violence.
But the video,
he wants to fight. Like, he's just like, I'm going to directly lie with a straight face and a monotone right to the camera, too. You're just going to straight lie. Like, I really was like, what did I do? I was really into that story for a second there.
I feel like to hear.
Bro,
yeah, a little bit.
You want violence out here. Let's go ahead. Let's get into this episode, guys.
All right, yeah, we're going to talk about season four of Attack on Titan, and then we're going to get into our stuff about Attack on Titan. So, Attack on Titan, the first half, pretty much, is a part one. Rob will give us a little bit of a breakdown, a little bit of a Rob recap.
Yeah, we're doing the recap today, but it's not going to be nearly as in-depth as what I usually do. We're gonna skip some things. We're going to be out of order on some things. I'm going to go through chronological as best I can. So, Attack on Titan Season 4, basically a few years have gone by since the end of the third season, and Marley, the nation that had been sending the Titans at the walls, is looking to get the Titans that they lost back from their doomed mission with Reiner, Berthold, and Annie. Plus, they're at war with just a ton of other nations at this point who think they're weaker now because they lost those Titans. They send over some invading forces to the island of Paradis, but Eren and the Scout Brigade are there to meet them. And it turns out they have some help on the inside, too. Zeke, the Beast Titan, who we met a couple seasons ago, claims to be actually working against the Marley government the whole time and send some of the Eldian restorationists over to connect with Eren. So the Eldian restorationists help modernize the island, and you know, some of them even become friends. Sasha, the food obsessed scout, even starts up a bit of a romance with one of the captured Marley soldiers. But Eren starts talking with some of those that are connected to Zeke, and he decides to just go off on his own to Marley to meet up with the guy, see what he has to say. In Marley, we meet some kids. You know, the important ones are this one named Gabby, another named Falco.
Hey,
fuck Keenan.
Fuck Gabby, dog.
I'm with that.
Fuck Gabby. I talked about it on there. Gabby's a fuck girl, I think I said. She is.
She's a child.
Bruh. Fuck Gabby, dog. I don't think anybody that watched this show would disagree with that. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
I don't necessarily disagree.
Can I play devil's advocate on that?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
So, first of all, I do agree with the general context.
Well, I mean, you want to get into that? Because I have a question about, I guess, I asked most hated character, and then I'm going to get into.
All right, as long as I have an opportunity to play devil's advocate.
Absolutely,
absolutely. All right. Okay. So we meet those two.
Wait, one last thing.
Yes, go ahead.
Fuck you, Keenan.
Okay.
All right, please continue.
So we meet those two. They're part of this warrior program. They're candidates to inherit the armored Titan from Reiner. Basically, we find out last season that if you have a Titan, you only get it for 13 years, and then something happens to you, and you die.
Yeah.
So we also see the other Titans that Marley still has control of. They've got the Cart Titan, the Beast Titan, obviously, and the Jaw Titan, which they reclaimed from Ymir when they brought her back from Paradis. And much later, we also meet the Warhammer Titan. All these characters are Eldians, like the people on Paradis, so they're treated like second-class cities citizens. But they are all like hardline against these like devils that live on the island, as they call them. So the Marley government is in panic, as you know, the power of the Titans is starting to wane, and others are starting to creep in. So they plan this huge celebration, welcoming in all the world governments, and try to get them to join up in their war against Paradis, so that they can reclaim the founding Titan from Eren. However, Eren, as I mentioned, came over to Marley and has infiltrated their city. And during the celebration, launches a devastating attack that killed hundreds, if not thousands, both military and civilians.
One of my favorite attacks of all time.
Luckily, he's not
men,
on his
women,
own.
And children.
I don't. Oof. It was impressive.
Hey, everybody got it.
Fuck these kids.
I mean, just the moment when he was just like looking at Rainer, just like fuck you and everybody above us and everybody around here, because you did this to my people. Get ready.
That shit was so gangster to me.
Yeah. Luckily, he's not on his own, though. He'd been tricking Falco into sending messages to his friends and the scouts, and they launch a devastating attack of their own, with Levi taking down the Beast Titan for the second time and capturing Zeke. And Armin uses the Colossal Titan to destroy the Marley Navy. And
oh, my God.
In the fight, Eren also defeats and eats the Warhammer Titan, taking another power for himself. He's up to three at this point.
What's the other one he has?
He's got the Attack Titan that he got from his dad, and also the Founding Titan that he got from his dad, and now the Warhammer Titan.
And just in case, I did a recap, a recap on the show, because I went more into detail about the Warhammer fight, because we got to skip through real quick.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
That fight was just so fire.
It was crazy.
That's one of the greatest fights of all time in anime.
After they all fight, they try to make their escape in an airship, but Gabi and Falco sneak aboard, kill Sasha as revenge, and everyone is like pissed with Eren for going off on his own. And he and Zeke are taken into custody while they try to figure out how to prepare for the Marley retaliation. They're completely separated. However, many believe that Eren is really the only person that can lead them to victory, and there's a coup within the military with these people called the Jaegerists. They take control of the military and the government, try to bring Eren and Zeke together to complete their plan to save the world and defeat Marley once and for all. Mikasa and Armin aren't really sure what to do with this, but when they finally talk with Eren, he's basically just like, I've freed myself from control, and I hate both of you since all you've ever done is follow orders. And he has them both arrested along with the other scouts that earlier, like, we see him claim that, like, hey, all you guys are my friends. I care about you more than anybody, but things changed.
Yeah.
Levi, meanwhile, keeping an eye on Zeke, but Zeke has been sneaking a secret weapon into the military, wine infused with his spinal fluid that allows him to change any Eldian that drinks it into a pure Titan with one of his screams. He uses it at just the right moment and makes his escape, but Levi cuts him down for the third time before he can even get very far.
Hey, man, I love it. Levi's a bully, bro. I love it. That's the only bully that I fuck with.
We're going to talk about this more on one of my questions, but I really want to get into this fight.
He ties up Zeke to an explosive, and we see in a flashback basically how Zeke got to where he is, his whole master plan. He wants to use the Founding Titan to basically neuter all Eldians forever, which will eventually end the reign of Titans. This has been his plan all along, and it seems he's convinced Eren to help him achieve it. However, in the present, he triggers the explosive, and his mangled body is carried off by some pure Titan, rips their stomach open, and puts him in as he's just clinging to life. No clue of what happened to Levi. We get nothing about what happened to him. Falco and Gabi, this whole time, meanwhile, have been trying to get off of the island and back to Marley, wind up falling in with Sasha's family, of all places. And they think they're about to escape. They go and talk with the Marleyan chef, but it turns out that was Sasha's boyfriend. And when he finds out that they were the ones who killed her, he freaks out and turns them in. Almost kills them himself.
Ah, I wish he would have killed Gabi.
You're not alone in that. Cart Titan, though, snuck into Paradis, though, and attempts to free Gabi when she's brought in to meet Eren. And the season ends with Eren facing off against the Jaw and the Cart Titan as the Marleyan airships are starting to fly over the walled city with Reiner leading the counterattack. And that's where Attack on Titan Season 4, the final season, breaks off for a cliffhanger for the next season.
Well, I mean, it'll be the second half continuation, I guess, of season 4.
Part 2.
Which I'm guessing now with all these work conditions is probably why they had to take some breaks or whatever the case may be. But anyways, thank you, Rob, for the Rob recap as always.
Yep.
Let's get into the questions. Keenan's questions. Let's just name it that, I guess.
All right. Okay.
All right. First question, man. Do you think Eren is the real villain? I don't know, man. I don't think he is. I think he's actually probably... I think he's a hero. I would think he's the hero in this. if he is following Zeke to cut the bloodline and just get all this shit done and be like, bro, we got to stop this. I think he understands that both parties were manipulated and he's like, fuck both of y'all because y'all manipulated me just like you said. And he's just like, I got to take control. Y'all both just want power. You want to do it this way. You want to do it this way. I'm going to stop all this shit from both of y'all. Ain't going to be no more Titans, fam. I'll save everybody by doing this. That's just quick, easy opinion. Probably not. I don't know if it's correct or not, but yeah. I'm gonna stand by it. Brandon?
I think that this show doesn't have clear protagonists and antagonists. I think that especially.
Yeah,
I think that this show is actually more about like the human condition or like human nature, and it's like a commentary on that. And it's just saying, like, no matter where you stand in human nature, human history, somebody's going to always see you as the villain and somebody's always going to see you as the hero. It just depends on where you stand. Mm. And so I think that, you know, I mean, there's obviously atrocities that happen. Like, Aaron has now committed an atrocity and you just called him a hero. You see what I'm saying? Like there's no way to live. He killed a bunch of women and children. And you're like, he's a hero. But I also can understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But on the other side of it, if you ask one of those Marlians, like, he's the worst thing that's ever happened to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so I can see either side of that, and that's the exact same perspective that they were repeating from season one. Yeah. That's what happened to Aaron and Mikasa, and that's why they're here doing it back. And it's just like this endless cycle of violence and an eye for an eye. Everybody in Attack on Titan is now blind. And so that's kind of like the vibe I get from the show. Is that I think they're not even trying to clearly say here's a good guy, bad guy. Because even if you think back to the confusing ass season two, they were like kind of sort of making like the government of the island the bad guy, because they were trying to, you know, do the thing with the king and the queen chick, and you know what I'm saying? It's like there's like it's just like keep shifting the blame to who's bad and who's against our main character Aaron, and then Aaron becomes against everyone and everything he's believed in, and it's still like you feel him and everybody you. That's the thing about this show, is that you kind of relate to almost all perspectives.
Yeah.
Because they give them pretty. It feels almost objectively. So for me, that's why I say I think this show is more about human condition, human nature than protagonists and antagonists.
It's a good answer. Really good answer. Thought out. Rob?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what Brennan said, and I think it reminds me a lot of when Game of Thrones was good. it had a similar feel. I mean, even down to the end, even when it was bad, it still asked the similar questions of just like, when one person does this, we go like, oh, they're bad. But when we see it from the other side, you're just like, oh, well, you know, they had their reasons, you know what I mean? And so I feel like this show asks that question in a very similar way. Like Brennan said, it kind of shines the light on the human condition of just like, when you go back, there's always just like, well, he did that. All right, well, he did that. Well, he did that. You know, it kind of, and to the point where it's just like, why don't we all just move on from this and just try to create a better world? And clearly there's just so much bad blood between, these people and, and even in real life, you see that everywhere.
I mean, gangbanging.
I mean, it's just like, is Aaron the real villain? I say no. But he certainly did not do himself any favors this season.
I feel like he's the only one that's trying to. All right, you're saying you're a hero. He's in the middle, so he's just like, all right, I'm going to squash both of this. I think he's the closest thing as a hero on this show, and I guess that's how it started out as. But you know, I don't know. Do I
agree that he's? I don't think he is like the capital V villain. I think if there is anybody on the show that falls in that, and maybe this is a little contradictory, we'll get into it with my next question, but I think if there is somebody that's like the real villain, it might be Zeke.
Well, let's jump into that. Do you think Aaron is really on board with Zeke's plan, or do you think he's just cooking up something of his own?
I don't think he's on board with Zeke's plan. I think he is kind of playing Zeke, and I think, especially because he keeps saying he's free, and there's even a moment where I think Armin and or Mikasa, when they're like in prison towards the end of season four, and Armin, I think, starts thinking about like, why did he say those things that he said to us? Is he trying to send us a secret message? Is he trying to tell us something? And he might be. I think there's a reason why they show us that scene where Aaron's just like, when they're on the cart and he's just like, hey, all you guys in the scouts, like, you guys are my real friends.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I mean, unless he's really fallen so far and he has become the hero or the villain of the show, I don't think they show us that without him kind of coming back around at some point and being like, no, I'm doing something to help these people survive.
Yeah.
And because I think Zeke's plan is honestly very naive and not well thought out, because he's saying like, I'm going to get rid of the Titans. We're going to get rid of the Eldians. And then, you know, the Eldians will be safe. But what about the rest of the world? That doesn't save the world, which he claims to be doing.
Yeah.
There's still going to be war even without Titans. They're even saying like, you know, once the Titans are gone, okay, then we don't have to worry about Titans, but there's still going to be warfare. Like, that's not going to stop Pete Marley from going out and trying to do what they're going to do. They're just like, we need to find a new thing, because if we don't have the Titans anymore, we got to figure out something out to keep our military strength. And they're just not going to have that anymore. But that's not going to stop wars from happening. That's not going to save the world.
Yeah.
So no, I don't think Aaron's on board with Zeke's plan. I think he's trying to do something else. I do think he is trying to get rid of the Titans. Maybe, you know, by sacrificing himself at some point, but I don't think that he's on board with whatever Zeke's trying to do to neuter everybody. No.
Brennan.
I agree with Rob, and I think there's even deeper meanings to it. Is like, for the first, you know, three seasons or however long, first season specifically, is like the deepest feelings that we experience in the show is pretty much Aaron's hatred for Titans. Mm-hmm. So for him to want to get rid of Titans in the core, it makes sense. That is a plausible motivation.
Right.
Is he involved with Zeke's plan? Like, does he? I think he's going along for the ride, but I think he also, like Rob said, he's just like, you know, I still got free will. I could change whatever I want at any moment. I think that there's still more twists to come. And I think it's just going to be a point where he's just going to be like, actually, I think I should be the king of the world or some shit. Like, at this point, I feel like the way that he's like owning leadership, that he seems like he's more interested in power than he's necessarily interested in change. And the only change that he wants is the change of power. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I think that's really what's going on here, is like we're seeing somebody who's becoming like a megalomaniac. And who's like falling into that space of like falling in love with power. And yeah, I think that's kind of that's where I see Aaron going. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's necessarily where the show ends up. You know, I don't see, like, because of what the show is, I don't see anything but a tragic ending coming for him. So
yeah, it already ended in the manga, and people are, I guess, I don't even want to say they're split. I won't say what they said, but because that might give something away. But I mean, for me, I think he has his own plan. I'm kind of on that sense, too. It's like he has his own plan. My theory is that he's going to try to get every Titan, swallow every Titan, and then he's going to get himself offed.
I think he might either
kill himself, or if Levi's still alive, yo, Levi, just take me out, like, or whatever the case may be. Or he might just drink something, poison himself, he dies. All the Titans go with him in that sense.
Don't they just have to eat his body at that point? Another Eldian or something? Or
well, I mean, he might burn himself up, I guess. Any way he can probably do it, just kill himself, throw himself in a fire flame, burn himself up. But I think that's probably his plan, is to, he's like, yeah, cool, yeah, all right, man, I hear what you're saying, I'll roll with that. He's like, y'all manipulated me long enough, I'm doing my own thing, I don't trust nobody. And I don't think he should. Speaking of Zeke, man, could Zeke have done any more things to escape from Levi? Because, goddamn.
So, this is me referring to the scene that led up to the fight with Levi and Zeke. Is that, like, yo, let me just break down.
Which one? The one in the blimp? Or you talking about the one in the last one?
The one in the forest.
Yes.
So there, Levi was keeping Zeke in the forest because the forest, these tall trees allow the omnidirectional gear to be able to give them the advantage against any Titan.
Because
they can be anywhere. And so has him in the middle of this giant forest with all these giant trees with a bunch of scouts around, and, you know, this guy, Zeke, is like, all right, cool, that's fine. This is where you're going to keep me. But he had a plan all along. Like, he brought the wine. And so all the scouts, except for Levi, who doesn't drink, drank the wine. He screams. They all turn into the Titans.
Man.
At one time, he sicks them all on Levi while asking two of the Titans, two of the fastest Titans, it looked like to me, to literally run him out of that forest as quickly as they can so he can escape Levi. And so his bet was on saying that Levi is going to see all his friends that he's over here with, these scouts that he's trained, he spent all these meals, all these times with. They're going to turn into Titans in front of his eyes, and then they're going to attack him. And his emotions are going to overwhelm him, because he's going to be wanting to try to save them.
Emotions from Levi?
Yeah, so that's what his plan was. And also, I'm going to be moving at the speed of a Titan, which is obviously, we learned, much faster than the speed of a horse. Mm-hmm. These Titans are very fast. And so that's the setup. These Titans are fucking booking it to get him out of there, and we stop on a scene with all the Titans descending upon Levi. And then we come back to Levi drenched in blood.
Man.
Drenched in blood, all of the other Titans dead, and he dismantles. I mean, the thing is, it's like, Zeke's fighting. Like, I don't have a single note for him in the sense of, like, what could he have done differently?
Yeah.
He did all the things to escape, couldn't escape. So then he grabs one of the Titans and uses the body and bones of that Titan as projectiles to throw at Levi, because that's what his Titan does, is throw shit.
Yeah.
And Levi still dismantles him.
Yeah.
In the most gruesome way. And just, like, literally just dismembers him and continuously does it as he heals. And I was just like, I watched that scene, I was just like, I'm not mad at Zeke for thinking he could have escaped. I'm also mad that he, like, there's no win there. It's like, you can't ever Like, the way that Levi approached that fight was just like, I don't give a... You know how many people I've already led to their deaths?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. They're Titans. We don't... We can't fix that. We now know we can't fix that.
Yeah. Nope.
So they were all dead the moment that you turned them anyway. I just helped them along, and you just made me mad. And he fucked shit up. So, yeah, that's all I had to say.
Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't have done anything. I think this is the worst thing. I think he fucked himself up by doing this stuff. I think you made me kill my friends. I have to go ham on you now. Yep. The way I sliced and diced you up, I wouldn't even did you this bad, but you made me murder all of my friends. After already seeing you murder my friends by throwing baseball pitches, you know, there's a story about that because, you know, Beast Titans actually pretty much trash. He actually had to learn to play baseball as a kid. He used that to help out his Beast Titan yeah. skills, but Beast Titans
he turned the Beast Titan into a monster, like
right?
That.
But it was technically like a trash one. I don't think he could have done anything else. I'm with you. I don't have any notes. Levi's a master, bro. Like, he's becoming one of my favorite anime characters of all time. Like, every time he's low key, he's just like, yo, if you fuck around, I'm gonna take you down. You don't fuck around, be good. Like, he's just like, no nonsense. Don't mess up, you good.
I actually just thought of something he could have done. A misdirection play. Because there's no way Levi could have kept his eye on where he was while fighting and killing all his friends at the same time. So run out of his eye line, because you know he can hear him. That's how he caught those Titans running. Mm. And just have one of the Titans just drop him off. Y'all keep running that direction. He goes in a different direction. He might have been able to escape because Levi is not a master hunter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I mean, do we not know that?
I don't.
Do we know that?
I don't know, but he's just a small, like, you see how big those trees are and how big that forest was.
You get lost in there easy.
That's what I'm saying. You just get lost. Like, good luck finding me, like, just as anybody. Even though you have Omni gear, it only has so much gas.
Yeah.
You know?
True. Like,
you might not find me.
Only limited fuel for sure.
Mm-hmm. Rob?
No, I mean, other than what Brennan just said, there wasn't really much more that he could do. His biggest miscalculation was thinking that Levi wouldn't cut down his friends. If it's like, you know, oh, if I turn all his buddies into zombies, he's not going to shoot him. Like, no, Levi has been a killer since day one. That's what we saw in season three. Mm. He doesn't have a problem. And it's one of those, like, if you come at the king, you best not miss kind of moments.
Yeah.
And what he should have done is just immediately killed Zeke or immediately killed Levi. Just like in that moment, just try to like maybe try to catch him by surprise, because Levi has no problem cutting down his friends. He tracked him down. He's the worst matchup he could have possibly hoped for.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, Levi's just like, all you had to do was read your book. That's all you had to do. And instead, here we are with a fucking missile implanted in your guts.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't have many notes for Zeke. He could have tweaked the plan here or there, but otherwise, like, putting the spinal fluid into the wine and getting everybody to drink it, like, the only thing you could be like, maybe if he had, like, maybe tried to get some wine into Levi's mouth.
Yeah, drenched it on some of his food when he was, I don't know if Levi ever slept or not, just, like, poured it in his mouth.
Yeah, kind of like whatever happened with Falco, because Falco got a little bit of the wine in his mouth when he got smashed over the head with that wine bottle from the chef. But
yeah.
Yeah, no, that's tough. It's a tough break for Zeke. Like, anybody else other than Levi, Swiss watch of a plan.
Yep.
Anybody else.
Yeah. Maybe Mikasa. Maybe.
Because Ackerman stuff, you know, they're part of the same family line. Yeah. They could have possibly.
I'm just saying, when have we seen her take an L? Let's just keep it real.
That's an Ackerman.
I know, but my point being, he said only person that could do that is Levi. And I'm like, Mikasa is not on Levi level, but might have been able to pull this off too.
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly.
Possibly. We didn't see how Levi pulled it off, but we knew.
Yeah, I actually wish they would animate that moment somewhere just for the fans to see how he just took them all out.
Yeah.
Next question. What is your favorite Captain Levi moment? You could only choose one. Woo. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. I rewatched the first Beast Titan massacre. Sushi Beast Titan, whatever you want to call it. I call it the Sushi Beast Titan moment. Whew. I rewatched that so many times because the way he just came out, just like, aah! But that whole setup was just like, he started slicing him up, and his people was like, hey man, you got to watch out for one dude, Captain Levi. He's like, is this Captain Levi? Why he's getting just sliced the fuck up? This must be the dude. This has to be the dude.
Yeah.
Right here. Because he is destroying me right now. Chopped his fucking Achilles down. Like, oh. This was a bad... this is one of my favorite moments. This is when I was like, all right, Captain Levi is going to probably be one of my favorite... Mm. I guess he's technically a side character. One of my favorite side characters of all time, man. That's... If you haven't watched that Beast Titan fight with Captain Levi, the first one, Please go watch that shit. He destroys them. He's been destroying them all three times, to be honest. But
Zeke is 0-3 against
0-3.
Hard, as you, I think you put hard 0-3.
Hard 0-3. Not even close.
Okay, quick question. We can answer this. Is he getting KO'd?
Yes. He is absolutely getting KO'd.
Hey, Rob, what was I saying the other day when somebody got worse?
Oh, yeah. Brennan was just like, we can't even call it KO'd anymore. We got to call it Zeke'd. This guy got Zeke'd.
I think this is worse than getting KO'd.
I mean, three times in a row.
But that's what I'm saying. It's three times in a row, and he got dismembered and put a missile through his stomach. Like,
I'm not arguing with you, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
is that a fourth? Is that like, is that the sweep?
This is he got Zeke'd.
Yeah.
I think that we have a new word now.
Do we have a new word? Are we officially switching it to?
I want to redefine it because the KO'ing thing was the worst ass whooping we've seen, but I'm standing by it. I think this is worse.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I love it too. He is smashing on this dude, and I love every second of it because I'm not a fan of Zeke. But
no,
yeah, that's my favorite Captain Levi moment. And it's called getting Zeke'd now because I'm with that.
I'm not against it.
Rob,
My favorite Levi moment is probably season three, right at the beginning. Levi versus Kenny and his guard. That was that was a point where I was just like, because we all know I was super down on season two. I did not care for it. And then I saw that moment. I'm like, I'm fucking back in.
Yeah.
I'm back in for this. That scene, that's one scene I watched over and over again because the animation was great. Levi was just doing his thing. He was taking out everybody. And you got to see it's not like Levi's just like, okay, he's got his lane. He can handle Titans and like that's it. No, Levi will take out anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Anybody can get it, a.k.a. Captain Levi.
Anybody can get it.
Yep.
No, that for me, that's my favorite. That's my favorite Levi moment. I was just like, this dude can't be stopped.
Those camera angles, the way they followed him in that scene was so just beautiful, dog. Like the choreography with that was just amazing. Brennan.
I mean, you kind of took mine, so I mean, that's the one. Like I really like the Kenny. Like when he was in that, when he was in the bar, mm-hmm. and he dropped the gun on the back of the thing and shot him. I was just like, yo, this is the way he got into the bar, the way he got out of the bar. He threw the chair out there, and they threw out. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I thought that was crazy. But I mean, I wouldn't say is the best fight. Like for me, the best fight is the one that we just talked about. Is him against the Beast Titan, the last one. Like for me,
just that whole scenario with having to kill all
the whole scenario, just gotcha. How emotionally charged I was watching it. I'm just like, this motherfucker is. I mean, the thing is, like, the only character in anything else that I can really compare Levi to, which is a very comical version of it, but he's literally a Tasmanian devil. Like, that's what he is.
Spinning around.
Yeah, he just spins around and just, like, anything gets caught in that tornado, it's over. Yeah.
That's my favorite guy on there. I love Tasmanian. I had a little Space Jam one.
I love him, too. He goes hard.
He does.
He's like, oh, you pissed me off? And, all right, fuck it. You know, we start spinning, and everybody gets to work. Like, the only way you can mess with him is by outsmarting him.
Yeah.
And Levi is not somebody you can outsmart. So he's a smart Tasmanian devil.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's
it. It's a great comparison.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, next question. Who is your MVP of the season? Which character was the biggest bust? And we're talking about bust, man. We want to be careful with this, about the biggest bust, because Kwame Brown been going ham on people.
He really has.
So, be careful who you call a bust in this shit, all right? Rob.
All right, so my MVP of the season, I'm actually going to give it to Aaron. I thought every time Aaron was on screen was fucking electric.
Man.
I'm not only giving him MVP, I'm giving him MIP, most improved player as well. Cause Aaron was probably on my short list for like least favorite MCs for a lot of the shows. Before I started in, because I watched this pretty recently. I know the season's been going on for a while. I caught up pretty recently and, I watched like a catch up, like a recap video, seasons 1-3, just to remind myself. Cause obviously the show is super intricate, very complicated. And I was reminded through three seasons, kind of how useless Aaron has been for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, he has not really done a whole lot other than realize kind of what a failure he's been.
Well, I mean, he did some good stuff when he had to seal up the thing, the door.
That's like his one win. Like, he got that. He was able to do that some difficulty.
But it's also his first time turning into a Titan. He saved all his friends when he fought the other Titan.
But he was completely out of control.
But he still did it.
He did it.
I'm just saying, you're making it sound like he's just literally nothing but a failure. It's like, no, he got some Ws. He has a lot of Ls.
He
got some Ws, too.
He's just not, he has not been compelling for me as a main character. Like, I don't.
And he whined a lot.
But that goes back to what we were saying earlier. It's like, you know, he is, okay, main character, not for kind of.
He's not been compelling for me as a main character because It's just been like, I've been had a hard time seeing from his perspective. Mm. He's just sort of angry and undefined and kind of uninteresting to me. And then this season was the first time I was like, I'm interested about what's going on in Aaron's head.
Yeah.
I want to know what this guy's going through. He's actually, he's put out a plan. He's been effective. Because honestly, a lot of those times he does get the win, but it's almost like when, you know, the Avengers have to use like the Hulk, and it's just like, okay, first we have to get the Hulk under fucking control, and then we can move forward. It feels like with Aaron, it's always like two steps forward, one step back. You know what I mean? Rather than just like actual progress. And I feel like with this time, Aaron has actually been effective as a character, been compelling to watch, and has been the most interesting character to watch, where I think there's an argument to be made, like the first three seasons, he's one of the least interesting characters on his own show, personally.
Yeah, I mean, you got at least both Ackermans more interesting than him.
Mikasa, yeah. Yep. Levi, more interesting. Yep. I mean, I even liked finding out what Armin was going on and what he was doing, because he was trying to, constantly outsmart people. I like Hanji a lot. But Aaron just wasn't really doing much for me. So for me, MVP, most improved player, also Aaron. My biggest bust of the season, I got to give it to Historia. I don't remember her assumed name, but Historia, the
queen,
who they fought through like all season three to put in power, and then you get a few flashback scenes of how she's just like going to help, and then you find out she's just like pregnant, chilling on a farm, doing nothing.
I feel continuing like the bloodline is very important.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I feel like they're going to, when the season closes out, she's going to probably be a big reason how it's going to close out. That's the only thing I could think
of. I think she has to come back, but the fact that we spent so much blood was spilled and such a big point was made about her rejecting and like, I'm not going to take the Titan formula, I'm going to lead this country through some other means, and the fact that she's just been like a non-factor through this whole coup. And maybe that's part of Aaron's master plan. Maybe she will come around, but I would say for this season, she useless. Nothing. Gave me nothing.
Brennan. MVP bus.
MVP is obviously Aaron. I want to argue with it. So for me, I'm like, do I give a secondary? Like, no. He's that far and ahead as MVP. Levi has been so consistent that he's like LeBron James, where it's just like you can't give him the MVP every season.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he's been Levi for like every other, I mean, the Levi. He's been the MVP for every other season, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I agree with Rob wholeheartedly. I don't even need to talk about that anymore. But my biggest bust of the season actually wasn't Historia.
Really?
It was Reiner.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, with you, bro.
Bro,
I hate that.
Reiner was
I gotta
a
actually
alter
mine now, but yeah, that was
He's a monster in all the other seasons. Even when he took the L to Aaron, he still escaped. He still had his head on his shoulders. He was always a legitimate threat at all times. And this season, he is a shell of himself. Even to the point when Aaron is like, let's turn up and go right now. I'm ready to fuck shit up. He just literally cocooned. You know what I'm saying?
He folded.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he has the literal hardened, like, armored titan, which is one of the strongest titans. And he literally just was just like, Aaron's here? Oh, no.
But he knew what he just like, man, I understand.
I get it. He empathized, but at the same time, this is still your home. And you let him destroy everything.
Yeah.
You let him kill everybody.
Yeah.
And you just sat there in a coma by choice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some bullshit. That is the biggest, like, flop. That's like, that is worse than Draymond Green missing that open layup in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, he truly just didn't give a shit. This is J.R. Smith. Like, call, you know what I'm saying? This is J.R. Smith holding the ball and calling a timeout for the technical foul in the finals. That's what this is. That's what he did.
Oh,
so I'm done with Reiner is ain't shit. Like, I hope his 12 years are up.
Man. Well, shit, those are both great answers. I have to alter my bus. That was actually my bus, but I had a backup bus. But I go MVP. I don't agree with you. I agree that Captain, you can give somebody an MVP every year if they're that good. Captain
he's Levi, 4 for 4.
Captain Levi is that fucking good. Every season, he's been the MVP of every season. I can't say Aaron didn't trouble him because, first of all, did anybody know? Was you shocked when you found out that was Aaron?
I was. When that reveal came in, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was Aaron.
None.
Same. I was shook. I was like, wow. They pulled me. I was like, fuck, okay, great job. Great fucking job. So I understand the Aaron MVP. I can't really dispute that. I can still just give Levi because like I said he is consistent.
I get it.
Biggest bust. I'm about to go Mikasa, man.
Really?
Yeah. She didn't show up as much as she had that one moment in the blimp scene. when they're
she's the one who saved Aaron from dying again. Remember when he fought the Warhammer Titan?
That was her only moment to me, and I felt like she was.
That was such a big moment.
It was
though.
A huge moment. It was a dope moment, but I feel like I had the altar, bitch. You took mine. What you want? That's all I had left, man. Yeah, I had Rainer too. I'm with you. That was my number one bust. But if I had to choose a different one, just from aside from what you picked,
yeah,
I wanted to see more from her. So I feel like she played great in the first half of the season, and then the second half of the season she just.
Well, I mean, the same thing. Aaron disappeared for the whole second half of the season, for the most part. Like, he was electric as shit the first, like, every time he's on screen. Then it was just like, where'd he go until the last moment?
But he did come back. Yeah. At the end of the day, he got it together.
Well, she came back too, and like, I thought that scene was pretty crazy when she punched Aaron when he attacked Armin over the table, and I was just like, that's crazy that Aaron now knows that about her. He's like, she's gonna defend me no matter what I do.
Yeah,
you know, kind of thing. I thought that was crazy.
But she was used. She had that like used against her. It wasn't even of her own will. Like,
right.
Was it cool? She definitely like she's obviously a force to be reckoned with. I agree to Keenan. She did not live up to the standard that she's laid out in previous seasons.
Yeah, that's all it was. And I had the audible, man. That was my audible.
Hard audible. Sorry about that.
All right, the next question. Why did they call this the final season, Brennan?
All right, he's going to go.
Yeah, this is it, guys. Hold on, let me see.
All right, this is Brennan. He's going to have his go-off moment. So.
Camera's on you.
All right, guys. So I have not experienced anger on this level in quite some time. This anime has been one of the biggest buildups in anime history, in the sense of the way that they've released the season. How long it's been between the seasons? How long do we wait between those seasons? Was it like a year? Year and a half?
I want to say.
Year and a half. And they started advertising 6 months before the season started coming out, which was 6 months ago, that this is going to be the final season of Attack on Titan. And I'm all in to support something that I love. But when you fuck with my heart, when you tell me something is going to end, so I prepare myself for that, when you tell me that this is over, and then you end on literally one of the biggest cliffhangers I've ever experienced in anime, where you're about to see all the hands thrown in a way that we've been waiting to see happen since season one. The only time hands have ever been thrown like this before was when Aaron was ready to fight the Armin Titan and the Colossal Titan at the same time, and Levi occasionally. But it wasn't like Titan on Titan shit outside of like the Warhammer thing. All those are like one-on-one, one-on-two. What was about to happen at the end of this season was so exciting, and they were just like, man, slow motion about to go down, end of season. Oh, wait, so sorry. There is a part two. Like, the only other time I felt something like this was like the Deathly Hallows and Harry Potter. But they told us that it was part one
from
the beginning.
They knew it was going to be part
one. I have not experienced this in media before, where they tell you and name something the final and don't tell you there's a part or anything like that. You find out literally in the last minute of the last episode. And I literally stood up and screamed at the wall, because I have a projector in my house, and I was watching it. I was with my friend Dominic, and I literally just stood up and screamed at the wall in anger. And I have not lost any of that anger, because fuck you, MAPPA. Fuck you, Attack on Titan. That shit was a true betrayal of trust that has been built up through years of watching and supporting and paying to watch and support your show. Fuck you. That's all.
I wasn't that mad. I wasn't that upset.
That was great. That was a great transition.
Because I was a little bit upset. I was like, oh, come on, man. But I understood, like, when I started hearing about the stuff about the animation and how it was going to take so long, and I was just like, I'd rather you get it right. That's how I felt. I was just I'd rather you take your time and finish the season off correctly, especially since you took so much heat out the gate about people shitting on MAPPA and saying, you're not animating it as the other anime studio did it. And I was just like, all right, if they're going to take some time to get their shit together, and I think they wanted to wait till the manga finished so they can get the correct ending, I'm not that upset about it. When I started to see those things, I couldn't be that upset about it. But I can see how I wish they would have told us, like, look, we got to split this season in half because of whatever reasons. And so you could be prepared for you. It'd be like, this is only part one of season four of the final season. So that's how I felt about it.
Yeah, I mean, I knew coming into it that it was going to be a two-parter, just because, earlier, I didn't start watching it as it was coming out. And if I had to guess why they called it the final season, is I don't know, maybe to get people like me that weren't necessarily huge fans of a lot of the other seasons.
Don't do this.
But when I heard...
Don't do this.
But when I heard it was the final season, I'm just like, all right, I've come this far. Let me check it out. And I'm glad I did. But why did they call it the final season? I mean, maybe that's why, but I have to... And this is something that we've kind of talked about. Like, is Attack on Titan like one of the great anime... Are they one of the big three right now? And some people say they're not because they don't necessarily have as wide of an audience, as big of a following because of how dark it is, yada, yada. So maybe they were just trying to hype it up to be like, all right, like, you want to watch this because this is it.
No,
fuck was them. That a gotcha? 100%.
Yeah, fuck them.
I don't I don't blame you for being mad about that. If I were in your shoes, and like, especially for the fact that they didn't tell you coming into it, like right. They didn't say like, oh, this is the final season, but it's gonna be part one. But the fact that like, I looked this up, it sounds like they're resuming part two in the winter of 2022.
So over a year from now.
Oh shit.
So.
Oh, so yeah. you still cool with it?
That's not even really. I feel like that's a stretch to call that a part two. That feels like a second season.
Yeah.
Or not a second season. That feels like a fifth season.
You don't feel betrayed by that?
I didn't know it was gonna take that long.
It's not tomorrow.
I was thinking worst case top of 2022.
No, end of 2022.
That's
all I saw was winter. I mean, I can do a quick quick Google food
just
right
let
now.
Them just let them take their fucking L that they gave us.
I mean, it's gonna be great promo. Winter's coming, right?
No.
That's how they're going to probably play it.
Why would they do that? Like, everybody hated the end of...
I mean, at the, well...
Winter came, and we were all just like, huh.
Yeah, you don't want to hear the thoughts of people.
They don't even have a specific release date because for they hate part
us.
Two yet.
Because they hate us.
They announced at the end of, season four, part one, the next episode was going to air in the, quote, winter of 2022.
They're here for the money.
If they give it to you earlier, will you feel bad?
No, fuck them. It shouldn't have been part two.
Stop playing games with Brennan's heart.
I am not. You fuck my shit up one time, I'm done.
Okay.
So I'm still going to watch it because I have to because I'm invested, but
yeah.
I'm not buying anything. Like, I buy shit to support anime.
Yeah.
As we have learned, I will pay money.
Yep.
I will support you. If you make shit that I like, I'll support you. I've already bought a couple of the hard copy books associated with this. I have
them
in my house because I support it. I want to sell them now.
Wow.
I want to sell them or burn them or destroy them because I'm just like, y'all don't deserve my support. You're gonna get me to watch the rest of this because I pay for Crunchyroll anyway. I don't pay for Attack on Titan. But
yeah, because winter 2022, you are gonna be.
Well, I
back
pay for Crunchyroll for all of us. Do I not?
Yeah, you
yeah,
do. True.
Yeah. So I'm the one. This is my fucking money. You're watching this shit with. This is my fucking money. They fucking with my money.
Hey,
that's not something you could talk about. If you want to talk about, you want to see a side of me. Fuck with my money.
I can see that. We know what season. That's your favorite. What is your what season is your favorite? I'm gonna go. I know season four is not fully finished, but man, the potential of how season four is gaining, how it's been going, has the potential to be great. But I would have to go with season three. I think season three, like you said, it came off season two being the way it was. Mad action in season three. Some of the best moments in season three. Yeah, I mean, I'll keep mine short and simple. We're rolling on time, but. Season three for me, Rob.
I'd say probably season four, actually. Season three was pretty good. Season four just had, I mean, there was definitely a lull in the middle, and I'll get into my feelings on that, like when we do our ratings or whatever. But I feel like as far as pound for pound, this season I think has had the most moments that made me go stand up and go like, oh shit! Like this, this season had a lot of those big moments. I thought it did a pretty decent job at like trying to, like we were mentioning earlier, see things from kind of both sides. Yeah. Whether you feel bad for the people in Marley or not, but I feel like they did a good job of expanding the world, showing you like everything, revealing the story, and then also giving you those huge like, oh my god, moments. Like it felt like. They finally were paying off so much of the setup that they had been working for so long to set up. So for me, season four has been my favorite.
Brennan, I know that's not your favorite, so what's yours?
Season one. I love season one. Season one is, like you said, they expanded the world. They built the world in season one. They built it. We had our protagonist in that time, because that's who he was at the time,
yep.
Literally die in that season and not be around for multiple episodes, which is something I have not seen happen
in much of anything.
That, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then come back in one of the most epic ways you've ever seen. You see him take a masterful L from the female Titan and then come back for the W. You see Levi get his first hands on people. Like, we get, like, Mikasa getting hands on people for the first time. Mm-hmm. You see the first episode of Attack on Titan is one of the most emotional experiences you can have in the first of anything you've ever seen.
Honestly, Annie might have been on, like, she might be on a 3-season bus, like, train right now.
She's just been stuck in the thing.
She should have been the bus, because
chilling in the crystal.
She better have a, motherfucking
Something's
moment.
She's going to come back at the end. Like,
I think she will. But,
but that being said, Annie was about a monster.
Yes.
Yeah, season one, like, there isn't, like, there isn't much, many holes you can poke in season one. Like, you can poke holes in season four and three. You know what I'm saying? Because there's things that weren't explained, things that didn't follow through, things that were disappointing. But in season one, there was none of that. You were just like, you thought you knew what was happening in season one. You understood. There was a beginning. There was a conclusion. There was closure. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Season one was all the things you want in a first season of anime, or just a season in general of any anime. And it set up the rest of the season so well. And it was followed by, and it was so good. That's why part of the reason everybody hates season two so much. Because season one felt so complete, and you had a full understanding of what was going on. And season two was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we were just happy for season three when we got it. Like, okay, at least we know what's happening. These motherfuckers are throwing hands. And then season four said, fuck you, wait. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, yeah, I get why you guys said the seasons you did, but I stand by season one. I'll go, if I put the order in, I say 1-4-3-2.
1-4-3-2.
Yeah, I the only answer I would have been mad at is season two.
Ra would have fought you.
Watching that show again, I think this show has the highest rehot watch value of any anime I've ever seen. Because I think season two.
It's a movie, bro.
Yeah, I think season two is going to be, like, after the show is over, I think watching it again, I think season two is going to be incredible. Yeah. Now that you actually understand what's going on, you're going to be like, oh my God. You know, I think that. I really do. Because we were just watching it like, we don't know what is going on. But now you, like, full context, you're like, this shit's intense. Yeah. You know? Mm. So that's it.
Okay. All right.
I don't remember a lot of season two. I
have to go back. I blocked a lot of it out.
Yeah, I would have to go back and watch it. And that's why it might be that much better, because it'd be like I'm watching it damn near.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why the rewatch value is so high. I think even watching season one again right now, they are so detail oriented in the show that there's going to be so many Easter eggs in season one of things that were to come. It's just like, holy shit.
It's crazy to me, too, that at the end of season two, they're like, all right, Ymir, come with us. And then you find out this season, it's like, oh, what happened to her? Like, oh, we just fed her to some dude, like, immediately. She's been gone for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we got time to watch him. We got time to rewatch all the seasons since it comes back. Last question, because I know Brandon said he wanted to get his rebuttal off. Most hated character, Gabby. Gabby's voice, Gabby's look, Gabby's energy, Gabby's...
Garbage.
Garbage Gabby. I think I was calling her Garbage Gabby in the thing. Here's my thing. Once things start to get explained to you, take a step back out of yourself and your ego and listen. She doesn't do any of that. She just still fucking goes ham. She feels like they're still the villains. After most, not just people, whether it's the family, her homeboy, Falco, explaining like, hey, man, something just seems a little bit off, blah, 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 blah. She's just kind of like, nah, man, nah. She's on 100, and I'm just never really a fan of characters that are on 100 like how she is. It's just like they're a recipe for disaster. She was just overall trash. She shot old girl. What's her name again? I forgot.
Sasha.
Yeah.
Potato.
Sasha's chilling, man. Sasha's cool, man. She like eating, bro. She wanted to
eat potatoes, yeah.
Bro, she like potatoes. Dude started making gave her lobster. She was like, yo, lobster, fam? She just, anybody that just discovered lobster and starts loving it and you kill them, fuck you. Lobster's one of my favorite foods, bro. You took that away from her.
She did.
You too young for me, Gabby, for me to catch your fade. So I gotta get a little cousin or somebody to run your. Well, she got hands. She she might not be that easy to beat. But fuck you, Gabby. All right, you're my most hated character. Your rebuttal, Brent. And I understand what she's seen. Watching her friends get crushed by rocks, I understand all of that. I understand why she can be angry. But once things started to get explained to you, understand that your people did the same shit. Brennan, go ahead.
All right, so the way that I could play the devil's advocate, first of all, I do not like that character, but I have a level of empathy for her. And the reason is because if you look at just like how human beings' brains develop, like you're treating, if Gabby was an adult, then I would agree with every single piece of your argument. This is a child. This is a child that was raised in a society where she was a second or third class citizen. And the only way she could earn her way to be considered what is a good version of the worst thing that's literally called a devil is to train her ass off to fight against the worst devils that are on this island. That is her world. That is everything she knows. That's what she's been taught. And she is not only that, she also has the eager personality of wanting to please those who taught her those lessons on the highest level. And she has been going at 150% to do that every single day of the training to be able to support herself and her family. And after that happens, right in the middle of the time that she might be getting gifted one of these titans because of how hard she's worked for her literal entire life, she sees her first actual enemy titan in person, and it crushes her friend next to her. And it kills a bunch of other people that she knows and destroys the town that she's lived in her whole life.
People get crushed every day. But she's a child. People get crushed every day being in this world.
But I'm saying she's a fucking child.
I understand.
And she's also a killer, though.
She's a child warrior. Because that's all she knows.
She's a murderer.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's all she knows. The thing is like, you look at children that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can compare this to, like, we were watching, what is it? Mobile Suit Gundam, Iron-Blooded Orphans. These are children that are the human debris that are taught nothing but war. They're murderers too. Mm-hmm. But that's because that's all they know. That's all they're taught. That's all she knows. That's all she's taught. And I'm not saying that she's right. There's right or wrong here. I'm saying that all she's doing is reacting to what she was taught. Because she was like, I'm the best at with things no matter what it is. And so that's all we're seeing is her react to that. Now, does she make some fucked up decisions? Like, no, she's trying to kill the enemies that just killed all her friends. Of course she shot whoever she could when she got on that blimp. Of course she fucking hates them because they killed the people around her and she's been
taught to
hate them
all her life. But she
was
already that way beforehand.
She was that way since the first moment we saw her.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the first moment we saw her, she's already in the soldier training camp. She's already been in there for years.
Yeah, she's institutionalized.
That's what I'm saying. She's an institutionalized person. And like for me, this takes it a step deeper. That's how I can have empathy. When I see people who I fully understand that you have been institutionalized, I give you more slack. I do. And that's just because I have been around it before. So I'm like, there's certain situations I'm dealing with in my life right now where I'm giving more slack to people that I probably shouldn't be because I know that they've been institutionalized.
Right.
And so like for me, I give Gabby that same slack. And I'm just like, look, I do think you've done horrible things. I think you have a lot to reconcile for. I think that everybody has a right to hate you because of the choices that you've consistently made. But I can also justify those choices as well. And I can't say that I would have been much better than Gabby myself. I want to say that I would have been, but walking through a while in her shoes, I'm like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. And I don't like you. I think it's fucked up, but I get it. We didn't come from this story from your perspective. You're just here.
Hey, I agree with what you're saying. Because I'm an empathetic person.
But fuck Gabby.
She's still the most hated character on that. Like, but I get that, Rob.
I was going to say, Brendan, who's your most hated character, though?
Yeah.
I don't want to have one. Go ahead.
Okay.
I feel like I talked enough.
No, honestly, I think I would say Gabby. She made me so mad throughout the season when the chef had that bottle.
Oh,
I might have said, get her out loud.
And I felt that same emotion. The thing is, I felt that too.
Because I'm just like, it's hard to say this, but like, because I know she's a kid, but like, she's too far gone.
Let me tell you
like,
something, bro. Because everybody, I feel like, yeah, her other people kind of like, they had something in there that was like, all right, there's something there still. But I felt like when you said that, I wanted her to be like somebody like in the club getting her head bust in a club, getting a bottle bust over her head in the club. Take her out, get her out of there, man.
Yeah, but is she my most hated character? I'm tempted to say that she is my most hated character, but honestly, I think a sneaky second pick for me actually is Zeke. Because I think Zeke is arrogant, conceited. I think his plan is naive and selfish. And the dude sold out his own family. I mean, we saw that from the beginning. Obviously, he had a tough time. You can say some shit about, like, we talked about bad anime dads last week. The Jaeger father... not looking good this season.
Yeah.
Agreed.
When he found out like his son was not cutting it, he did not handle that well.
Yeah.
That being said, Zeke blew in his own family and his whole plan is to end the existence of his people. Rather than liberate them, his whole plan is like, well, we're always going to be used as weapons, so fuck us. Let's just kill ourselves.
I'm on board with this.
Most hated.
Yeah, that's my most hated.
Fuck Zeke.
Okay.
So Zeke is probably my most hated character, and that's why I think he is the real villain of this show.
I'm with that. I can see that, too. All right. That ends the question portion of the show, man. Let's get into our likes and dislikes of this season. You wanted to talk about season 2 at all?
We can just get into that.
That's
in
a whole, that's a whole different episode.
All right, likes and dislikes of season 4, the part 1. I'll go first. This shit was just all, it was damn near all in except, like you said, I feel like it was like episodes like 6 and 7 or something like that. It was like some middle episodes in there that were kind of light. But man, this season, they shocked me with Eren. They gave me the action that I wanted from Captain Levi. The least, I mean, as much as I hate Gabby, she's a necessary evil in this. She makes her character make sense. And it's like she wants to, you know, it's just that continuing of what's been going on. So as much as I don't like her as a character, I get why she was in the show and why she's doing what she's doing. And, you know, I'm surprised these people didn't kill her themselves. Dislikes. I guess I'm racking my brain right now to think of a dislike. I guess those slow episodes, I forgot what they were even about because they were so damn whatever. Yeah. But those particular episodes, they were just kind of slow. But I mean, I love that this season also started to wrap up the other seasons and started to make everything make sense. And I'm so happy I was enjoying this. That's why I was doing those week caps. So overall, part one, God damn, the Nets were smashing balls.
Sorry.
It says 0-71.
It was 47.
Okay, it says 0-71. That's crazy.
Good Lord.
So overall for this part one of the season, and I'm sure part two can alter the score, but I'm just going to go off just part one. Man, I would give this like a 7,800, bro.
Wow.
Because this shit has been super dope besides those two episodes. I've loved every other episode. Brennan.
He's got.
I understand.
I have a real conflict internally because it's like I'm still like fuck MAPPA, fuck Attack on Titan for fucking with my heart, and so like I'm just gonna be all the way honest. Like my likes and dislikes. Dislikes, we already know it. I just gave a whole fucking monologue on
it.
My likes are, you know, honestly, the action of this season was incredible.
Warhammer Titan, bro.
Yeah, the Warhammer Titan was a really cool. I like the creativity of how they're like pushing the Titan powers to the limit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually really just enjoyed like the conniving nature of this season, you know, where it's just like drink the wine, you know what I'm saying? Little girl's gonna get on the blimp. What's gonna happen? You know, it's just like you don't see things I didn't see a lot of the things happening that did, and
right,
and they all make sense afterwards though. So I enjoy that. Overall, I'll give the season a 200. Because they fuck with my heart.
Wow.
I'm just joking. I'm so
wow.
You're going to go gangster level? That's crazy.
No, I mean, that's how I feel. I'll say that. But I'd say, like, for a season of anime in general, I'd give this about a 7,200. I think it was very good. I think that the reason why I want to give it a 200 is because I care so much.
If that wasn't the thing, would you? I mean, I guess
I don't know because I don't know how it ends. I have no idea.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So I'd say for where we are right now, 7,200, and yeah, I'm not even as excited to see what's about to happen as I thought I wanted to be because I have to wait so long. I just don't care. I've had to disassociate myself so that I can just continue life without being angry.
Rob,
yeah, favorite parts of the season. Man, when Aaron had Reiner in the basement, that was. Yeah. Top tier television.
Yeah, that speech was just that whole moment.
That whole thing. Even while the stage is going on, he's just like looking out the window, going like, "Look at him out there. They have no idea what's about to happen." I like that was just like, mwah, just absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
That was so good. Probably my favorite moment of the show. Period.
Yeah.
What I disliked, I felt like you were saying, Keenan, like they started out just in the nature of the way. I understand why they told the story the way they did. I enjoyed it overall, but it made for a very exciting start to the season and a real sluggish middle for me. And I felt like, in a way, they usually do. I felt like they were maybe a little too smart for their own good, and they kept trying to like be a little too clever to the point where I'm just like. Aaron and Zeke at this point are trying to get back together. They were hanging out in Marley. They were together. So why didn't they just fuck off and go do what they were going to go do and be done with it? But instead, we have this very complicated plan that now they have to get back to Paradise. And I'm sure there's an explanation or a reason. But for me, it just felt like, okay, this was them just being a little too clever. And I got a little bit lost in some of the like, wait, what the fuck is going on? Which is kind of just what Attack on Titan does in general. That being said, still probably my favorite season. I would probably, you know, season one, probably my second favorite. I don't know. I'd give this a 7,200.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like that.
That's the same score as me. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. My score is high. I love the whole scene where for him to even get the Warhammer Titan. He put that bitch right in front, right in between the Jawhammer Titan and crushed his.
Listen,
that shit was crazy,
that
bro.
First like 8 to 10 episode stretch is like high 8,000s for me.
Yeah.
Like that shit was incredible.
I agree with that.
I could not stop watching. Yeah. And then once they got back to Paradis and it kind of got into the who's on what side, and I kind of got a little bogged down in the flashbacks and the yada yadas and Historia hanging out on the farm being pregnant. it got a little overcomplicated for me, as it tends to do. But overall, still a good season.
Yeah, man. Well, let us know what you think of season 4, man. Let us know in the comment section. Man. This was I'm enjoying the new format again that we're here talking our stuff, debates. I mean, I feel like it's going to bring the debates even at a higher level, more intensity, more arguments.
it's felt intense.
Yeah, it's both episodes. It's giving for great content. I swear, Patreon will be coming soon. We'll be dropping some more individual content. Also,
Josh, yeah.
Go ahead. What, you guys,
I was just going to say, check out our stuff on YouTube. Ice has been adding some new content that I think you've been
Ice dropped the, he has his new show where it's kind of pretty much, he's going to change the name of it, but it's pretty much like how lopsided battles and how that person would win those battles. Pretty cool. First episode, watch that. It was Broly versus Yugi. So watch that, man. He gives a compelling argument of why Yugi could beat Broly. So, go ahead and give it a watch. Brennan, you want to drop your stuff?
At Brennan the Best on Instagram.
At Brennan the Best. Rob?
Actually, I'm going to do something a little different because I'm not really posting on Instagram these days or social media in general. I actually want to plug a buddy of mine's Instagram page. Kerf Inks is the name of the page. K-E-R-F-F-I-N-K-S. He's an artist. I went to school with him, worked in a receiving department in college. We went out and got a couple... maybe a little too drunk a couple times, but very talented artist based out of New York City. Check out his stuff. It's really good.
Side note, Rob will drink. As I'm putting it, his demeanor and everything like that, it betrays that. Rob.
Beer or like heavy, like hard liquor?
Ask him.
I've been trying to steer away from beer these days.
Yeah, beer. Beer's
calories. I was surprised.
Very filthy.
I was surprised. Like, that's how we met, actually, with drinking together.
We party at the house we had in Sun Valley, yeah.
Yeah, at the house. But it's still just knowing you fully, I'm just like, there's no way. Then you like it's like time to get down. Rob's like, let's go.
Work hard, play hard.
I can see Rob being a beer pong fucking master, possibly.
He's good at beer pong.
I mean, I haven't played in years, but that was my game.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I'm actually not shocked. Okay. Ice at ice.mcgowan. Anime Shun podcast at everything. Shun, S-H-U-N, Keenan Baker on everything. Yeah, man, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Anime Shun. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.